Boston Public Schools have a yearly challenge, how to get thousands of students to school without burning through too much money. Enter two young MIT engineers who drew up a program called Quantum to offer a solution. However, it's one being met with pushback from Boston school bus drivers. The story from WBUR's Max Larkin.
Quantum looks like a simple piece of software. Imagine Google Maps, but for school buses. But it runs on powerful math. It was developed by two MIT doctoral students, Arthur Delarue and Sebastian Martin, and their faculty advisor. Both men are French and studying operations research. Delarue, just 21, says this is what he came to MIT to do.
Basically, we try to make math useful.
When it comes to planning bus routes, that means solving a 200-year-old mathematical conundrum. It's called the traveling salesman problem. And it asks how to find the most efficient way to pass through a series of points on a map. Sounds simple, right? Well, for more than a century, the world's best mathematical minds have found it anything but. Jordan Ellenberg, who teaches math at the University of Wisconsin, says it's the number of possible routes that makes finding the best one so difficult.
And when I say a lot, I mean a lot, a lot, a lot, to use a technical term.
Advanced computers have made it easier to find a single optimal route. But Ellenberg says a school bus schedule is worlds more complicated.
It's many buses going from place to place. It just multiplies the possibilities you have to optimize over enormously.
Enormously indeed. In Boston's case, Sebastian Martin calculates, there are literally trillions of ways the many routes could come together. So it's not enough to find the best route for a given school.
And now we have a second problem, how to choose the solution for each school so that we have the best routes overall.
And the program tries to take account of other factors, like students in wheelchairs, students who need home pickup, and the city's snarling traffic problems.
So basically, first we take into account all the average traffic, and then we add some slack in the system to make sure that even if things go wrong, we still have some time.
So developing a master algorithm is a math problem fit for Matt Damon's character in Good Will Hunting. But Delarue and Martin's program won an open competition that BPS announced earlier this year because of how well it does that task. John Hanlon is director of operations at BPS. In past years, he says his transportation staff has had to labor over each new set of bus routes, and still they face half-empty buses, late arrivals, and high costs. So, Hanlon told reporters, Quantum could represent a sea change.
It takes a team of 6 to 8 individuals about 4 weeks to complete the routing. The Quantum team solution can do all that in 30 minutes.
Hanlon hopes the Quantum algorithm represents a leap in government, where brilliant outsiders can help the city solve complex problems. He estimates that the program could cut down the fleet by 50 to 77 buses next year and save $3 to $5 million. But Quantum is still untested on the open road. Critics like André François, president of the Bus Drivers Union, recall a moment 7 years ago when new routing software contributed to many school buses running late. François says you'll find flaws in any maps that rely on machines.
Machines send you to one ways, dead ends. These things never work.
But Arthur Delarue defends his software, saying BPS officials have reviewed its findings.
Every single route will have been checked by people with years and even decades of experience.
Delarue and Martin will stay on with the district to see how their software performs. But like us, they won't find out whether Quantum passes or fails until the fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.